Here we are. We've flown 16 times. Not a scratch on an astronaut. Apollo 1. Running a ground test. We have a short developed. We have a fire, and we kill three astronauts. Ladies and gentlemen, it brought NASA to its knees. Many of us thought the program was over. We would never make it to the moon. We would go on and do something else. That was a wake-up call. But men like Von Braun and others in the NASA family, Divas from the Cape, came together and said, well, we can fix this. And they did. 18 months later, we flew Wally and his crew on Apollo 7. And Wally was the first guy, and he never let us forget it, by the way, to fly Apollo successful. Now, Wally is the only astronaut to fly Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo. And it was a very successful mission. It gave everybody confidence in the spacecraft, and of course, the Saturn worked well. We were so naive in those days, we didn't think that ever happened. And that was a wake-up call, man, big-time shock. The crew, you got to understand, the astronauts really didn't have that much of a problem with it because they had test pilot buddies that died in the cockpit, you know, and that happened to them. So they were comfortable, you might say, with a fatality. The problem was the families. The families really took it hard because they had no idea that their guy, their dad, their husband was going into a dangerous type situation. They thought flying on rockets was, you know, big deal, safe. So it was a shock to the astronaut families more so than it was to Shepard and, you know, and Wally, because they, it was like, well, that's just part of the deal, you know, we're going to lose some. But to us, as I said, it brought NASA to its knees. You know, NASA had been declared perfect. No problems, no mistakes. 16 astronauts had flown, not a scratch. And all of a sudden, you kill three people on the pad. You haven't even flown. It was a shocker. And I thought it was over. Many of my buddies thought the program was going to be shut down. And we, you know, we were preparing, looking for other jobs. But I tell you, guys like Von Braun realized that this could be fixed. And they went in and found the problems with the spacecraft. It was just poorly designed from day one. So fixed that, and Apollo 7 proved that baby was ready to go. And really, that was all we needed, was that one test flight. But it was a shocking experience. And of course, NASA was not prepared for the press invasion. They closed the gates. They did everything wrong. And here we are, the press guys, you know, trying to communicate with the press. NASA shut us down, wouldn't let us talk to anybody. So for about 3 months, it was NASA, the press just hammered NASA, just hammered them. And they got terrible press because of it. If they had opened the, see, we had done everything openly. We had never had a gate closed for a launch. Everything was open. All of a sudden, they closed the gate. Don't show anything, no pictures. And it was a bad time for us in the press room. Because we had to go back and tell our press friends, you know, we can't talk to you. That was just not acceptable to the press. So they sent the ambulance chasers out. And these guys didn't know anything about the space program. And all they talked about was, we killed three people. So it was an interesting experience for us in the press corps, because it was exactly the wrong thing for NASA to do. We wrote a whole new deal, and guess what? And it was, you know, here's how you handle it in the future. You know what they did? They threw that away, and as soon as Challenger went down, they went through the same damn thing. Locked the gate, stopped talking to the press. They never learned, you know. So when you have an open program like NASA is, a civilian agency, no classified information, you've got to understand the public expects to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we learned our lesson, particularly with Apollo 1.
Can I say something to that? As a PR person, prior to the Apollo 1 launch pad disaster, did you ever hear anything from the other astronauts saying that mistakes are going to happen, or we don't like where this is going, someone's going to get killed? I think Chirac called it go fever.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you know, that generation of astronauts accepted failure and accidents much more so than the later ones came along. The Gemini, Mercury, well, I'd say the 34 astronauts that I mentioned on those flights, those guys were fighter pilots, test pilots. They had lost buddies, you know, and they knew what that was like. They were better prepared for it. I think the families were the ones that were shocked because they thought the guys were moving into a safer business.
Yeah.
You know?
I was just wondering if anyone had told you prior to that, like Shirah apparently didn't like the call of the command.
Yeah, well,
hung a limit on it.
That was Grissom. That was not Wally, yeah. But, yeah, there was some talk about that. Yeah, there was some talk about, but, you know, North American Aviation designed the X-15. They should have known how to design the Apollo. So that's why the astronauts were pretty comfortable with North American Aviation, because they had X-15 was some kind of a rocket plane. So I think they were not really prepared for all the flaws and things that showed up afterwards. But, yeah, Grissom was very outspoken. We would not take him in front of the press at times, because he was too, he cussed a lot, used bad words, and that always drove us crazy, you know. But, you know, he was true, he was very accurate, he's very true, you know, he'd tell you the real deal. And so he probably knew more about what was going on there than many of the others did.
Apparently, according to John Young, in an interview years later, he said that Grissom was actually a bit too afraid to mention all his misgivings about the command module. And he apparently told John Young, he said, you know, in the conversation, that why don't you voice up to NASA management? He said, if I do, they'll fire me. Does that sound right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that was a closed type environment, because guys like Deke Slate, he would listen, I guarantee, and so would Shepard. See, Shepard and Slayton were grounded at that time. And they were really running the astronaut office. We had to go through them for getting anything done. And they were knowledgeable. They knew what was coming along. I think they thought that they needed to do those testing procedures to really identify the problems. And see, we weren't about to launch. We were still going ground testing. But that plugs in, plugs out test was, everything was buttoned up, you know, and you had 100% oxygen, and we had never had a problem with 100% oxygen. And boy, we had a spark, and that thing, it just like an explosion. And of course, the hatch was terribly designed. No. So, you know, it was a learning experience. But Shepard said this to me. He said, you know, I look at that as a failure, and I lost some friends. But he says, you know what? That probably prevented us from having a failure out there 5 years from now. And I think he's probably right. We got to go.
Wrap it up. How many persons anyway?